pay for, jeez, a whole month. And the more we deal with it, the less people we see. Somebody said, yep. I told you, Rod. Amen. But we started out with, in Hebrews, now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith, we started out letting you know that faith is more than just a word. It is a person. Faith is an identity that God has placed within us. Now, we have the ability to take that faith to different levels beyond what people might think. For instance, last week, it was bad out last week, you know, and wasn't that great out today, but people were here, you know, and so I'm at home thinking, I'm saying, man, lot needs to be cleaned. I wonder if they're going to get to the lot. Well, look at how God worked. I said, well, Lord, we're just going to trust you that, he going to show up. Well, he had somebody he was training. He did a job, but he didn't do a magnificent job, but at least you can get around out there because it had iced up and it might have been almost a foot and a half after the week. But he texted me, he said, don't worry, Dennis, I was training the guy. There's no charge for this push. I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You know, every time they have to push, it's $275. And we're getting a break because everybody else, all the other churches for a lot our size are paying almost $600, $700 a push. So if he had to push twice in 1 week, that's close to $1,200, $1,300 that you got to pay him. And a lot of these guys, they don't. You have to have enough faith to believe that they have enough God in them to be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And when all that snow was coming down, he was telling me, Dennis, don't worry, I got you. You know, I'm helping you out because you're doing the thing for God. You know, they say the way they want to say it. But I understood what he was saying. So it's a blessing, you know, that they were pushing the snow. You can see how much snow he had pushed in the last 2 weeks by looking at the mountains that are out there. But that's the kind of faith we have to have, not just for that, but for everything that we deal with. You know, my faith has to be far beyond. I have to believe God that the roof ain't going to fall in. I have to believe God that ain't nobody going to try to break in. You know, I have to believe God for your cars don't get stolen out there. Because if they go to get the car, he can't catch them. I'm glad he ain't in here because he'd be mumbling too. He can't catch them. Dennis, don't you say that. Not unless they got a hamburger with them. I said it anyway, didn't I? I tried. I did the best I could. But and then look at Sean. By faith, he out there, you know. He watching a lot. So we all operate in a measure of faith that God has placed within us. But there comes a time when that measure of faith has to turn into something a little more greater, a far more anointed. Because now you have to believe things for things that people, that you can't tell people about. Things that you need help with prayer. But you don't want to tell them to ask. You don't want to ask them to help you pray because you don't want them deciding that you're not doing something right. You know, they got this thing at the bowling alley where if you leave a 10 pin, they want to tell you ain't living right.
Wow.
You must not be living right. I said, you got a lot of nerve. You got a whole lot of nerve. But you have to believe God. Folks say, well, you can't believe God in bowling. I do. I believe God for everything.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what it is. I'm going to believe God for it. Because if I'm supposed to get it, I'm going to get it. Sometimes it ain't all good. But thank you, dear. She helped me preach every week. But God is trying to let us know that this faith that we're living through, living in, is not just but it's a person that gives us the ability to identify ourselves with God. So that we'll know that nothing is impossible with Him. It also tells us that it is impossible to please God, Pastor, without faith.
Right.
And see, a lot of these words that we just take for granted, like the word without faith, you cannot please God. It's talking about if you don't have faith within, you can't please God. Because don't forget, God is searching the intents of our hearts, and He can see what kind of faith we actually have. I remember when my mother, I was, just before my mother died, I was supposed to preach that Wednesday night, Pastor Riz, and I had spent all day with my mother, sitting by her and a friend of mine, singing songs to her. While I was on my way to church, my sister called and told me Mama passed away. And so I'm halfway between my house, my mother's house, and the church. And my flesh said, well, you need to turn around and go back to the house. And I said to myself, my mother gone with God. What am I going to do now? I'm going to go do the work of the Lord.
Amen.
So I preached that night. And God moved that night.
Amen.
My prayer was, I don't think it's funny. My prayer was, Father, I don't want my mother to suffer anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what I said before I left the house. I don't want you to suffer anymore, Mom. Don't want to lose you. But the type of life that you're living now is not. You think God honored that, my faith in that? Yes, He did. Yes, He did. You know, if folks say God took her, no, she just went home. It's appointed to every man to die once. So it's appointed unto us. God don't take nobody. I heard a song the other day talking about, it really was dismissing faith because it was talking about how God puts troubles on you and struggles on you. No, He does not. We get ourselves into the struggles, but that's why we have faith, so that we can believe God to help get us out of it, or at least give us a vision or insight into how to move through it.
Yeah.
So now we're in the book of Ephesians. We were in Ephesians last week. We were talking about how God has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places. Well, faith tells us that the heavenly places that we're sitting in, it is in each other. How many heard me?
Yeah.
It's in us.
Right.
That's the kind of faith God has given us. That's heavenly places. You know, folks say, well, I'm going to sit in heavenly places up there. I'm going to sit in heavenly places right here.
Come on.
My struggles will bring forth the blessing that God has promised me. Why? Because I believe God in spite of it.
Yeah.
I know we didn't feel like getting up this morning coming to church. How many other people didn't feel like that? Think about it. How many other people didn't feel like getting up coming to church? But they did. You did. Because it was something on the inside of you pushing you, causing you to strive to get to church. Why? Not because of this building, of course, but because it puts you in a position where you're with other people that believe like you believe, that understand like you understand, that have faith like you have faith. I was talking about this last week about Pastor Howard. I never could understand why he would tell folks that if you don't have enough faith for yourself, I got enough faith for you too. And I was bewildered by that. How can he possibly have enough faith for somebody else who don't have none? And then I started realizing he was saying that for a reason. The reason he had enough faith for somebody else is because they were a part of him and he was a part of them and they were a part of him. Because they were one. We're one. We might be many, but we're still one. By faith, we're one. Here in the book of Ephesians in the 13th verse, second chapter says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. I always like to point out that the difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus. With Jesus Christ is speaking of the salvation. Christ Jesus is speaking of the anointed one that died and rose again and now sitteth at the right hand of the Father. That's Christ Jesus. And it says, but now in Christ Jesus, who sometimes we were separated from God. We were born separated from God. We didn't strive to get there. We were born separated from God. But God had already made a plan by faith that we now have the ability to strive in Him, to live in Him, to grow in Him, to mature in Him. So, who sometimes we were far off at some time or another, at some season, even when we got to an older age, we were separated from God. Even people going to church were separated from God. That's scary. But now we're in an era or in a season when everybody wants to acknowledge God. I see stuff at the bowling alley. I just can't get it off my head, Sister Fatima. I see some stuff. It's this one lady. She just back there dancing and doing all kinds of stuff. But if she get a spare strike, she go, I tell you, you've been watching too much football. What do you mean? Bring her up here, sit her down. But that don't mean anything. It's your faith that counts.
Right.
You know, and it's so important that we understand that we have been made nigh. We were separated from God, but now we're with God. And we're made nigh with Him by the blood of Christ. By the blood that Jesus shed, we know that we now have life eternal.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So if we have to leave this life, it ain't like we're dead. We're just moving on.
Amen.
Yes.
Just moving to another life.
Yes.
For He is our what? Peace. Peace. That's what we need.
Yeah, yeah.
I need peace. Boy, do I need peace. Because without peace, you don't sleep good. You're always struggling in your mind. Anything somebody say to you, you think they're attacking you. We need peace. And guess, Jesus is peace.
Yes, yes.
And you have to understand that if Jesus is your peace, then you have to have the faith to believe that He's your peace.
Amen.
See, what we fail to realize, peace is strength. If you have peace in God, there ain't nothing that you cannot go through.
Amen.
There's nothing that you can't experience and still trust and believe in God. That's how important peace is, because peace is what? Faith. Peace is in your faith. You have to tell yourself sometimes, Lord, I'm at peace. If I'm at peace with You, I can be at peace with others. So who has made both one? And through this peace, me and Pastor Therese, we're now one. We disagree on a lot of stuff. He be harassing me. I told him to tell his wife on it. See, listen to it. But we still have peace that we understand that we're still one. Somebody gave me a shirt a couple years ago and said, I got your back. I changed it to I got your heart. Because if your heart hurts, my heart hurts. What binds us together? What stores together? Peace and faith in God. So, and then it goes on, has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You know, I imagine that when Jesus died, the wall of partition was torn down in the Gospels, that He was tearing down stuff. But what I recognized was that what He did was He made it possible for me and Christ to be one. That's the wall He tore down. That wall of partition that He tore down was the wall that separated me from my God.
Amen.
And by Him tearing that wall down, I'm no longer separated from God. You know, we want to pick on people because of what they do. Forget that dumb stuff. We all live our lives. Sometimes we struggle, sometimes we don't. But we live it nevertheless. And we have to understand that when we look at people, we have to look at the faith in them. Even if they only have a measure of faith, you have to find that measure of faith in them. And you can ignite yourself. You can unite with them with that faith. And see, God is building an army. It doesn't matter what things look like in the world. It doesn't matter who's doing this, who's doing that.
Amen.
All God wants you to do is to serve Him.
Amen.
He don't care about your whatever that politic garbage. All he cares about is where your heart is with him.
Amen.
So that partition has been torn down between us, between the flesh and the spirit. Christ eliminated that. But it don't do no good when we want to go back to the flesh. Amen. So he has abolished it. See, I like the word of God because it explains itself. You don't have to be a genius or a scholar to talk the word, teach the word of God. Because if you keep reading, God will tell you exactly what he wants you to know. Yeah. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity or the hatred with God. See, Adam hated God. That's the enmity that separated us from God. But Jesus did this to that by shedding his blood.
Thank you, Lord.
And he gave us strength when he rose again, and he sent us a comforter.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, we think about the comforter, he sent us some power. That's what he sent us.
Come on now.
How we use that power is up to us. So commandments contained in ordinances, and see, you got people still living according to the commandments. Church is still living according to the commandments. And you can't, because that's the law. That's what Jesus came to abolish also. I love the fact that before I was even born, thousands and thousands of years ago, God had me on his heart.
Come on now.
Amen.
You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
That how special you were to God and you weren't even born yet? Your parents weren't even born yet. And we were that special to God. And we have to understand through faith that we're still that special to God.
Amen.
And the faith that we have makes us want to treat each other with love.
Amen.
It's hard to love folks when they're always attacking you.
Amen.
Always got something derogatory to say about you. And most times they don't even really know you.
Amen.
But it's your faith in you that allows you to see past the silliness in their lives and still be a blessing to them.
Amen.
So to make himself one new man, so making peace, one new man. If God can get us all by faith to become one new man, guess what we'll stop doing? Fussing, arguing, complaining, belly aching, and most of the time we're belly aching about what somebody else is or what somebody else did. When God is trying to make us one man, so we don't have to deal with that foolishness.
Yeah.
You know what? Love is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
But he's talking about true love, not that foolishness. Amen.
Amen.
So he can make one new man in part making peace. And then that one new man in us also, which he is talking about, making us peace with God. Separating our flesh from the spirit so that we can see God as he is and not as who we want him to be. It says that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. He slayed that bad boy. We just have to have enough faith to live according to it.
Yeah.
Faith tells you to love your brother. Faith tells you to pray for your brother.
Amen.
Faith tells you to see the good in people. That's what faith talks to us. Whether we listen to it is a different story. My faith talked to me all the time, Pastor. My faith even had to tell me, you know what, you acting silly. You done got in your flesh. Yeah, I hear it all the time too. You done got in your flesh, boy. You need to grow up and mature. I said, well, Lord, I've been doing this a long time. He said, I've been doing it longer. So that got rid of all of that. So here we are, the enmity that we have with God. See, the flesh has hostility with God. People battle within themselves on what they should do and what they shouldn't do. But if you follow the word of God, it'll take you where you need to go.
Amen.
It says that he came and preached peace to you which were far off and them that were not. See, his ministry, the ministry God gave him of faith was to tie people together. That's why all the epistles tell you how you should walk or how you should talk, how you should care, how you should think, what you should pray for, how you should pray.
Yeah.
That's how important the epistles are for us. It's actually our yellow brick road. That's what it is. You know, did you call with a movie, Follow the Yellow Brick Road? Well, the Word of God is your yellow brick road. And as long as you follow it, you will never get lost. You might stumble.
Come on now. Come on now.
Because the struggle is real.
Yes.
But you won't get lost.
Amen.
That's what I love about God. I'm not going to get lost. I might stumble and trip up. I might even fall, but I guarantee you, if I fall, I'm falling on the road.
Come on now.
Because I know if I fall on the road, the Word of God will lift me back up.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We think God a joke. God ain't no joke. I'm still excited at the fact that he thought I was worthy to be doing what I'm doing.
Amen.
After all the H-E-L-L I raised, I'm still raising it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why I need him.
Yes.
I keep telling folks, when I make the statement, what's in a man is going to come out of that man.
Yeah.
That means that whatever you were, God didn't take it from you. He just gave you the faith and the ability to override it.
Come on.
Right.
I was a violent young man. Don't ask Rodney. Yeah, that's why I said don't ask him. He's more violent than I am. But that's the kind of family I was raised in. You know, I was raised in the kind of family where they get together, have a party, and they turn into a brawl.
Yeah.
We're sitting there looking. My sister-in-law cut my oldest brother so bad with one of those hook knives. He was in the hospital for 3 months. You know, when they got out, they went right back to drinking beer together. Ain't no way in the world.
No.
Ain't no way in the world. You would really have to have some faith to be all right with that.
Oh, my God.
It feels like people have done that to you, have cut your heart. You ever felt like somebody just stuck their hand down in your heart and took it out and you had to have faith to believe God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he violent to hear.
No, I ain't.
I already know about him. Don't think keep him great. His grace and peace. Peace in God. Are you non-violent? I am now too. Oh my goodness. How about I just say I'm working on it? I'm a work in progress. Yes, I am. And I probably will always be till Jesus comes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you what, I do know how to live by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know how to let this faith in me take control over my flesh.
Hallelujah.
When needed be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes it might be about this close. But he gets it done.
Amen.
I done caught myself chasing people on the freeway. And I hear my faith say, what you doing? What are you doing? Why are you chasing that man? I said, Lord, because he flipped me off. And if it's that bad, flip him back off and go on about your business. Don't be chasing nobody. Don't y'all go out there flipping people off and say your pastor told you to do it. have mercy. That's why we have faith in God. It produces mercy and grace. And God tells us his grace is more than sufficient. Thank you, Jesus. For through him, we both have access to, by one Spirit unto the Father. That's what I love. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. We are no more foreigners. We're not foreigners. The Jews can't call us foreigners no more.
Amen.
Can't do it. Because we're in this body.
That's right.
We're not a part of this body. We are in this body.
That's right.
We are this body.
Yes.
Amen. That's what Paul is trying to let us know. We're not strangers anymore.
Right.
We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. So that means whatever my Father done promised me through faith, I'm looking to receive it.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Folks want to be millionaires. I just want to be healthy.
Yes.
You can be a millionaire and still die.
Yep.
I want to go crazy too. But my faith tells me that if I stand in the Word of God, he'll keep me.
Amen.
And he's proven that to me.
Amen.
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 You know what the good thing about your faith is? God will bless you in the midst of your foolishness. You know why? Because you still say God is my Father.
Amen.
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 So we're no longer strangers or foreigners, but we're fellow citizens with the saints. Just think about it. That's all the saints that's done gone on before us. We're citizens with them.
Yeah.
So people like Paul and who died in the Lord, so will we.
Amen.
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 People don't have no idea how important their faith is. Your faith has the ability to rule your mind, to strengthen your heart, and to let you subdue your flesh. That's how powerful your faith is. But God just wants us to realize and keep running according to that faith.
Yeah.
I like this part right here. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Talking about being our salvation.
Yeah.
He was the chief cornerstone. He was our salvation. And he is our salvation still today.
Yes.
That's one thing about it is, it don't change. He don't change.
That's right.
We change. But he don't. You know why I like the fact that through faith God don't change? Because I can always get back to him.
Yes.
Amen. I can always get back to him. In whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. All of us, regardless of what our ministry is, go ahead and sing, baby. We all have a ministry. We may not recognize what it is. You have a ministry. If you're good at something, that's your ministry. And sometimes you're terrible at it. That's still your ministry. There's a lot of things I am just absolutely horrible at, but it's a part of me. It's a part of the ministry. But I do know this, through faith, I have the ability to rise above it and to keep it under subjection, up under my feet, because I know that in faith, God's got me. I tell myself all the time, you got me, Lord. You got me. Unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we also are built together for a habitation of God through what?
Spirit.
Through the Spirit.
Yeah.
And if it's through the Spirit, guess what you got to operate in?
Faith.
You got to operate in faith. As you operate in faith, the Spirit of God will guide you, lead you, strengthen you, uphold you, fortify you, give you peace in your mind, give you strength in your body, give you the anointing in your heart. God didn't just send this man just to say a word. He sent this man to show us how to live.
Amen.
And it takes us right back to what? Now faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whatever circumstance you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, it's right now faith that you
Amen.
Need. And you know what the good thing about faith is? You don't have to go run and find it.
Yeah. Come on.
You don't have to beg it to show up.
Come on.
It's already in you.
Yes.
And it allows you to see those things that are not, paraphrasing, as though they should be.
Yeah.
We don't realize how much power we have. That's why they said power is in the tongue.
Yeah.
Let your tongue speak faith. Talk faith.
Amen.
Remind people about faith.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand.
Amen.
I welcome faith. Amen.
Amen.
Because I understand in my faith is through him and by him that all things become possible. I mean, all things. Amen. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray that God strengthens our faith and encourages us. So in spite of whatever it is that we're dealing with or going through, we have the power and the ability to stand. That's why it says having done all to stand to do what?
Standing.
Keep standing. After you have stood on your own, then you got to use faith to stand the rest of the way. I'm going to ask Pastor Keys to pray.
Father, we just give you praise for what you've done. How you invested yourself in us, Lord God. Through that measure of faith, Lord God. And how you cause that faith to grow, Lord God, as we study your word. As you become a part of us, we become a part of you. And then we realize that we are part of each other, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
That you have fitly framed us together, Lord God, for a place that you can dwell in, Lord God. Lord God, and there's plenty of room because you made
yes.
the room, Lord God.
Yes.
You dwell in all the places, Lord God. You strengthen us all, Lord God. You cause every joint, Lord God, to feed the others, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that we're part of that, Lord God. You had that plan in mind from the beginning, Lord God. Lord God, and you called us, Lord God, and established us in that faith, Lord God. And that faith rules us. That faith guides us. That faith keeps us strong because that faith is you, Lord God. You are our faith, Lord God. You are our power. You are our authority, Lord God, in this place and in the earth, Lord God. We speak life, Lord God, the life of God by faith, Lord God, which you have provided for us, Lord God, to each other, Lord God. Lord God, we
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the encouragement that comes forth from it,
yes,
Lord God. We thank you for the power, for the healing,
yes.
Lord God. We thank you for all the good things. We thank you for grace itself,
yes.
Lord God, for it's by that grace, Lord God, that we have all of the promises and those yet to come, Lord God. We thank you. We give you praise for it in Jesus'
name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to go this morning, I'm going to ask everyone to get your tithe.